that was really a dramatic year. I think that was the year of the great change because we assist now during this year the global transformation of the planetary system. Almost everything is now different than it was. First of all, in the dramatic battle of the Russia against collective West in Ukraine, it was not, and it is not, the war between Russia and Ukraine. It is the war, the real war between collective West and Russia as the pole of multipolar world. And this dramatic year has confirmed the possibility to stay alone or almost alone of one of the alternative pole, in this case, Russian pole, Eurasian pole, against all the power of the collective West. And the failure of the Ukrainian counter-assault, counter-attack, it is the confirmation that we can stay strong against all the pressure, economical pressures, political pressures, military pressures of the collective West. And I think that is the clear sign that this year, 2023, was the end of the global American hegemony. And Russia, as well as other poles united in BRICS, China, India, Islamic world, Africa, and Latin America, symbolically have defended the right of the alternative world order. This year was decisive in preparation of the principles of the alternative multipolar world order. But I think that the next year will show all the results of this year. So the real moment of the irreversible change will occur or has to occur in the new year. So we have prepared the path for the new year, but this year, 2024, will be decisive. Only after that we will be able to affirm. So we are living now in multipolar world. Now we could not affirm that yet. Still, we are in fight against unipolarity. We stand good. We are strong. We could survive the blows from the West, and we are preparing for our own counterattack this year. And I think the very important events will be in the West during US elections. And we are entering the decisive moment of the world history. And this year, previous year, and next year, these 3 years will define everything in the structure, in the image, in the figure of the future. Maybe three events. First of all, it is the failure of the counter-attack of Ukraine against Russia that gave totally new look on the conflict in the West. So Russia has proved to be strong enough to continue the war. Second, the beginning of the carnage, massacre in Gaza, Israelis, and totally demeasured, radical and extremist kind of reaction of Israel, destroying and making genocide in Gaza. So it is upcoming total war in the Middle East. It is not, it doesn't, it didn't start yet, but it is approaching. And third, maybe less dramatic, it is the BRICS summit in Johannesburg, when and where two BRICS countries have joined four Islamic states, Iran, Egypt, Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia, reinforcing African pole, and Argentine, before the Milei came to power, Argentine has shown the will of the Latin America country as well to be part of multipolar world. So now multipolarity obtains the shape. The founding structure of this multipolarity is the BRICS. And that is the new humanity, the human majority or the great humanity that is manifesting with such a civilizational state, as Zhang Weiwei says. Civilizational state as China, it is clearly civilizational state, very different from other civilizations. Russian, Eurasian civilizational state, Eurasia, Islamic, Indian, Africa, Latin America, they are in process to be formed. India is closer than other to this claim to be civilizational state. And so the new world order based on civilizational states, on multipolarity, it is, I think, that event that has shaped our ending year, 2023, with failure of counterattack and the beginning of the Great War in the Middle East that started already in Gaza, and we can wait for the continuation of escalation and hostilities and maybe destruction of the Mosque of Al-Aqsa by Israelis, because Netanyahu government is very, very radical, is willing to make a total genocide in Gaza to repress any Palestinian rights, Palestinians could not help themselves. So I think the other Islamic countries and maybe other countries will join the fight against other American proxy that is Israel. I think Putin was absolute winner of the 2023. I consider Putin the very fact that he is still the president and leader of the sovereign country, the great Russia, fighting for the survival of its sovereignty. It is already a kind of miracle, because in the eyes of the West, he should be dead. He shouldn't exist, and all his politics should collapse. So the power of the Russian army should be destroyed. So Russia should be undermined by fifth column, sixth columns. So the West already have decided 1 year ago that after the failures and the errors of the first stage of Russian operation, and under growing pressure of the West, and with the inside problem, as for example, Wagner's rebellion, so Putin could not stand, so the Russia could not stand, so everybody in the West are against us, against Putin, so nobody came to the war with the West with us, nobody came to fight against Ukrainian Nazis. We were alone, and Putin was alone, surrounded not so much by patriots, but surrounded by sixth column, threatened by fifth column, under sanctions, with liberal economy that seems to be very, very fragile for us patriots. So in that situation, to stand strong during this year was almost impossible. So there were many reasons to Putin to fail, to fall, and instead, in spite of all these four efforts, he is still here, he is in good health, he is full of the inner forces, and society, Russian society is becoming to change. That is very important. So change not only accepting Putin, but really supporting him with the growing emotion. So he becomes, in our eyes, not just the leader or transitional leader, but a kind of hero. And that is very important because the power of Russian people, Russian society, is really great. And if we awaken, nobody could stand against us. And that is what is going on now, what is happening now. So Putin has acquired during this very difficult year for him personally, has acquired finally the global power. He has won our hearts. He rationally and emotionally, he was supported before, but he was hesitating. Now he doesn't hesitate anymore, and we feel it, and all our society know it, and we remark it, and that was a kind of gesture, kind of the step towards the people, toward the army, toward the people fighting in the front, and that was appreciated. For example, he has declared that he is going to participate in elections with the heroes of Donbass. So not with the bureaucrats, not with the ministers, not with the deputies, but speaking with the normal people, the people of Donbass, or with families that have lost their children there, with people suffering, with people in tears. There were not only the tears of the sorrow of their losses, but as well the tears of the hope in the real popular and Russian leader. So that is why I think he was the winner of the year. And maybe that is the only beginning of the real victory. I could not imagine what kind of person he will be. He will be a giant, I think. And I think as well, maybe a little on the lower scale, but I think Yemeni's Houthi, radical Shia groups that have entered in the fight against Israel with their very modest means, and they have proved to the humanity once more that small group of decisive people with purely spiritual motivation could change the course of history. So we could appreciate the great Xi Jinping, the great Putin, and as well the small actors as Houthis, who proved to be so brave and so decisive in their will to fight for just cause, as they consider is. So they are the example to the minorities how to fight against oppression, dominance, a genocide, and how to the other who are in trouble. We could decide the destiny of all the humanity. If who stay with us, they will share win-win strategy of our multipolar attitude. Who will try, whoever tries to contradict us, they will receive the recompense and the kind of serious problem from growing democratic vision of the just and peaceful future for all the humanity with no hegemony allowed. No hegemony for the West, no hegemony for Russians, no hegemony for Chinese, justice, democracy, win-win strategy, and maybe, why not, unique destiny for all of us, as great Xi Jinping has said. Unique and common destiny for prospering of all the humanity without any hegemonic power. The next year in Russian elections, they represent no problem or no, there is no intrigue, there is nothing special that these elections, because totality of our population supports Putin. So that is not election like other, that is just confirmation of total legitimacy of this political leader and total support of absolute majority of our population for his political line. So that is not serious event. It's just referendum in favor of Putin with the result we already all know. Totally different situation will be the United States, because there the result of the election is open. We don't know, still we don't know whether either Trump will participate or he will be prevented or he will maybe killed, destroyed. Who will represent Democrats, maybe not old, completely incapable to lead the politics. Biden, maybe it will be Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris, or maybe some other person. So we there, and from that depends many things. If, for example, from re-election, assured re-election of Putin, nothing depends at all because he is already re-elected, if you want. Ukraine has canceled elections, so there will be no news from on the Ukrainian side. But I think the destiny of the world in 2024 will directly depending from results of American elections. This is very important, as well as the development of escalation in the Middle East, because this new war of the unipolarity against multipolarity could change many things in the global distribution of powers. I think that, for example, Trump's future administration will be much more flexible, much more open to consider the possibility of multipolarity. So they will be open to bargain on this issue, the other issue. So they will be much more flexible and much more ready to and prepared to accept multipolarity, because inside of their own country, they fight against globalists. That means against hegemony, against the liberal democracy pretending to be unique ideology and impose its ideology in its totalitarian, radical, extremist form on all the countries. So I think to deal with the Republicans will be much easier for us. But I don't think that the result of the conflict in Ukraine depend directly on the elections. The elections in the U.S. will certainly affect the situation, but I think that everything depends on our possibility to win this war with military means, to reorganize our society, to rebuild our army, and to make a final blow against Ukraine this year, or maybe next year. So I cannot be totally assured regarding how it was in previous 2 years. I cannot be totally sure that we will end this war in 2024. Maybe it will take longer time.
For such country as Russia, the very existence of our country without sovereignty is impossible. It will simply not exist, at least in the state that it exists now and existed for thousands of years. So the main thing is to strengthen the sovereignty.
That is, the message is clear, first of all, to Washington, that we will fight till the end of either of Ukraine or of Russia or of United States or the world and the humanity, until the end. If we are sovereign, we could still exist and coexist. If someone will try to stop us in this becoming sovereign, we will fight with anybody who tries allegedly to stop us. So the message is very clear. So if you stop us, we will fight with you, with anybody else until the end. That the message is clear, because if there will be no more Russia, there will be no West, no humanity. So I think it is not so much to the message delivered to Zelensky, because he is not sovereign. He is just the puppet. He is just instrument, just the tool of the West. But it is the message delivered directly to the globalists in order to show our decisiveness and our readiness to fight until the end. These words, until the end, are not easy. They are very heavy with the meaning, when they are said by the leader of the country with great amount of nuclear weapon. You should measure the weight of these words with that consideration. First of all, Putin himself recently, in his speech to military circles, has used this expression, fifth column. He has explained that government tried during many years to re-educate fifth column and to oblige it to respect the traditional values, patriotism, the state, the rule of the sovereignty. Now Russia is ready to eradicate this phenomenon, fifth column. So they will not affect in anything the coming elections because they have no legitimate, legal, illegal, illegitimate presence in Russia. So fifth column is the small group of Western agents trying to subvert somehow Russian society, but that is absolutely impossible. And now they are smashed, they are totally destroyed, they are cancelled from all coming New Year programs, and that was a huge blow against any cynical groups in the culture, in the media, who still dreamed about returning to pre-special military operation times. But still there is sixth column. It's sixth column, this part of the, Putin's government. It doesn't challenge directly Putin's authority, doesn't organize actions of protests. They support Putin, but they are still inside their minds, liberals, Westerners, but they are now in awkward positions because when there was fifth column, they could hide because they were not so much radical as fifth column. And now, when there is no more, or almost no fifth column, they are the more radical representative of so-called system liberals, of the liberal elements in the Russian administration. And they are in very bad position now because patriotism is growing, the liberalism is more and more considered to be extremist and terrorist, totalitarian, Russophobic ideology that I think soon will be prohibited formally, liberalism as such. So these representatives of the sixth column are in danger now because they should either to change their mind and accept not only Putin as leader, but the ideology of patriotism that Putin defense now with growing power, either to get out and to fill the gap of the fifth column that has disappeared. So they are in awkward position, but they still try to fight back, to have their positions. I don't think that is for too long, because now Putin has declared this attitude to fifth column in the time of war will change and will be less tolerant as before.